Nepal is a landlocked nation between the world's two most populous countries, India and China. It is the only official Hindu kingdom in the world and has been a monarchy for most of its history. Rivalries within the royal family have contributed to many of Nepal's problems. Maoists in Nepal want to abolish the monarchy and establish a communist system in this poor South Asian nation of 25 million people. King Gyanendra assumed direct power in February 2005 after dismissing the government when it failed to quell the insurgency. He imposed a state of emergency and suspended all fundamental freedoms. Since then, the Maoist rebellion has not only intensified, but the king's move has also alienated the political parties he dismissed. Now the Maoists and the political parties have joined forces against him. Last month, the Seven-Party Opposition Alliance, or SPA, and the Maoists signed a public memorandum of understanding in an effort to end the king's rule and restore democracy. Under the agreement, the Maoists would eventually join the political mainstream. Chitra Krishna Tiwari, a former professor of political science in Nepal and now a freelance columnist in Washington, says Nepal has reached a classical political and military stalemate.
The Maoist insurgency going on in all over the country. So the political situation appears to be more confrontational. The king is not showing any signs of reconciliation with the political parties, despite the fact that international community is urging to do the same.
Dana Robert Dillon, senior policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation, agrees.
Right now, unfortunately, it would be very difficult to point out someone that you could say was doing the right thing. The political parties are elitist. The king is not interested in working with them, and the Maoists themselves aren't interested in working with the king or the political parties. But nonetheless, finding some sort of compromise that bring all the political parties into a government would be, I think, the ideal solution.
Mr. Dillon supports the idea of an international conference.
I think that would be an interesting idea, have some sort of multi-party talks on Nepal or United Nations Special Envoy to Nepal. The problem is that we're not sure that both India and China share the same goals in Nepal, particularly China, which seems to be supporting the king and only the king. Indians support the political parties, and no one seems to be supporting the Maoists.
Yuvaraj Gimire, editor of the Same magazine in Kathmandu, says people have welcomed the rebel ceasefire offer, and the movement by political parties to restore multi-party democracy has wide public support.
The general public, although they're very critical of the political parties, they are equally unhappy with the total failure of the royal regime, especially on the issue of corruption, the bad economic scenario in the country. There is a growing sense of frustration.
Mr. Gimire says many Nepalis might tolerate the suspension of some freedoms if the king could offer a realistic prospect of peace. There is, however, little sign that he can. Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has appointed Dr. Karan Singh, India's former ambassador to the United States, as special envoy to Nepal, to help find a quick resolution to the ongoing turmoil. He is heir to the throne of India's former princely state of Kashmir, and his wife is from Nepal's royal family. So he commands a great deal of respect in the Himalayan kingdom. Dr. Singh has arrived in Kathmandu to assess and discuss the situation with the king and Nepalese political leaders. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has reiterated his call for an inclusive national dialogue with all the political forces and for King Gyanendra to take courageous steps to end this situation and avoid further stalemate. Washington has also called on him to restore democracy and open a dialogue with the political opposition. Meanwhile, military hardware going to Nepal from the United States, India, and Britain is on hold. And several countries, including the United States, India, and Japan, have condemned the crackdown on pro-democracy protests and have called on the Nepalese government to release detained activists. Many strategic thinkers believe that if King Gyanendra is unable to reach some understanding with the political parties soon, it might be the beginning of the end of Nepal's monarchy. Our report was written by Subhash Vora. For VOA News Now, I'm Bob Doe.